Hi, this is Andrew Laubacher. You might know me as A-Lob. I'm super excited to share with you March 21st, Wednesday night at 7 p.m. at Christ Cathedral. We're going to have a night of worship for young adults. It's going to be an amazing night. Full band praise and worship, a short message, prayer ministry, confession, renewal and regeneration of our young adult community. We want to invite you there. It's a free concert from ages 18 to 35. For more information, go to Christ Cathedral's website and you can find out everything you need to know about the event March 21st. And we'll see you there.
Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are so excited to be here high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral. And we have the show of show and the guests of guests. Back by popular demand, we have some very, very special people. Deacon Spencer Leverance is here, who is a transitional deacon, soon to be priest this year. Welcome back to the show, Deacon.
Thank you so much, Deacon Steve.
And we have someone that you have heard recently and will hear again on March 21st in concert here at Christ Cathedral at Freed Auditorium. Someone who is becoming so, so close to me in so many different ways. He is a man who is an evangelist, a man who is on fire with the Lord. Andrew Laubacher, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Deacon.
You know him as A-Lob.
Oh, yeah.
And we have Katie Hughes, that heads up operations, evangelist, and speaker for Spirit-Filled Hearts. Welcome back to the show, Katie.
Thank you.
Well, we're talking about a really important subject, and that is our calling. At baptism, we are baptized with sacred chrism, and you're going to love to do baptisms. Baptisms are so on fire. You're probably doing some now already.
I've done some, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that fabulous?
Yeah, amazing.
Amazing. And so part of the baptism, besides the water that I love so much, is that sacred chrism on the crown of the person, the baby, or whoever it might be. You're called to be priest, prophet, and king. You are anointed with the oil of David to be priest, prophet, and king. You are anointed to be an evangelist, to be a missionary. You are anointed to hit the streets, my brothers and sisters. We are told by Jesus in Mark and Matthew and Acts the most important things right as he's ready to ascend into heaven. And take a look at Matthew 28, the commissioning of the disciples. And this is verse 18, and he said, "All power of heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them what I have taught you." So this is the really critical nature of is understanding the difference between being a disciple or follower of Jesus and a missionary disciple. A missionary disciple says, "I know that for me, I have to spread the fire, the love of Jesus wherever I go, to the ends of the earth, to the ends of the earth." And that's what it says in Acts 1:8. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we receive power to go to the ends of the earth to be the witnesses, to be that evangelist for Jesus. Evangelist means good news. To spread the good news of how much Jesus passionately loves us, that nothing will separate us from the love of God. Nothing. And there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. It is so much fun to go on the road. Going on the road could be somewhere here in Southern California, but going on the road also means you can go to a distant place that God's called us to do. Andrew, tell us first from your perspective, getting that call to be an evangelist, but getting that call to go to some place you just went to, Haiti, how does that happen?
Yeah, it's quite a terrifying experience going to, you know, you're going out to a distant land and going to preach the gospel. And I got invited to go by an awesome organization called Life Teen with Randy Rouse. And they're amazing people and asked me to come lead worship for their group. And I've never been to Haiti, but it was the first time. And 90% of Haitians are Catholic. And of that 90%, almost all of them practice voodoo in some fashion. So it's a lot of spiritual battle going on. There's extreme poverty. I mean, it's one of the poorest places in the world. So, you know, going there is pretty intense, and you just don't really know what to expect. But it was just an amazing experience. It was heartbreaking. It was difficult. It changed a lot of things in me. I think as Americans, we're so used to our Christianity and our Catholicism. And, you know, even if you notice, like, in church, if, like, a homeless person comes into church, like, we get uncomfortable, you know, we get kind of, like, skittish. And, man, this trip just takes you out of every comfort zone possible and really awoken me to the rawness of the gospel.
Yeah, it is amazing experience, my brothers and sisters. And you can get that through Hollywood Beloved, through the Beloved movement, hitting the streets of Hollywood, quite frankly, at times. But going to a place like Haiti is a whole different experience. And Deacon Spencer, you've experienced that recently on a separate trip, correct?
Right.
And tell us about your journey and your trip.
Yeah, well, we were invited. My deacon class at the seminary was invited to visit Haiti by an organization called Hands Together.
Hmm.
So there's a guy named Father Tom Hagen in the city of Port-au-Prince in the poorest part, which is called Cité Soleil. And he's been there for 30 years. And just he begun by living there with people. He would actually sleep in their homes. But now it's an organization that runs schools throughout the city, free schools for the children. And they invited us mainly just kind of as an act of solidarity. What I've found is that, you know, when you visit somebody's home, that it has an effect of dignifying them. People are really honored if you go and see where they live. And so we went and just met people, just like met the children in the schools and met a lot of the local people there in the city who were a lot of them helping out with this organization. And I had the exact same thing that Andrew's talking about, just that feeling of going out of your comfort zone. Man, I mean, it's
Port-au-Prince is wild,
it
too.
Is, yeah, totally wild, just like way outside my comfort zone.
When you say wild, what do you mean?
Like literally you're driving like 60 miles an hour head on to a vehicle and the last second you'll turn.
Oh, and try awesome, and man.
You know, it's just
awesome.
There's just such a dense population in such a small space, and there's no lights, there's no traffic laws, you know, it's people literally trying to survive. And the thing is, I don't know if you experienced it, Spencer, but like they don't have like electricity and like TV and like Netflix, you know, like their days consist of like walking, getting water and food, and on the road is pretty much where everything is happening. So everyone's just standing on the side of the roads, moving, trying to survive, you know. So it's really, you land and essentially you are thrown into a completely different world, like instantly. And it just really makes you, you know, reflect on how many amazing blessings we've been giving in our lives. And I'm kind of saying, and I've said this, a couple of times now, but like my worst day in America will still be better than what a lot of these people will ever experience, you know? So it's given me the purpose, I feel like, and the conviction that I have no reason from the day that I flew back from Haiti to ever complain again.
My brothers and sisters.
About anything. Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, you have been called to make a difference. John 15:16, it's not you who called me, but I who called you and anointed you to bear fruit. We have been called to bear fruit. In our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts, we take the role of evangelization worldwide very seriously. And we, this year alone, are going to Jamaica at the end of April and Indonesia at the end of May and the Philippines in July to work with the poorest of the poor. And Katie, you've experienced some of our trips, for example, to the Philippines when we saw over 50% of children don't go to school because they can't afford The cost of $300 a year is all the cost is, but they can't afford it. And so many of them are in drugs. So many of them have ragtag clothing if they have it, you know, barely at all. Some don't, some of the younger ones. And many don't have shoes. And we saw extreme poverty there. And both times I've been to the Philippines, there are abandoned children in the streets. There's abandoned elderly in the streets. And it changes you. Your thoughts on that, Katie?
Yeah, I think probably hearing the testimony of people sharing what it's like in a third world country, especially for the children, the striking thing is hearing a story where a mother will kick her children out at age 2 years, and the children are on the streets and they help raise each other. And then the child will try and go home. Well, the mother will stand them for a little bit and then kick them right back out because she can't afford to feed them. You know, it just seems so. And then you see a dog and a child digging out of the gutter. You see how impoverished they are. But then you also see they're so accepting of any love. And that's the call. That's the call you feel like. Call to pray for them, call to go, call to support the people who are there in the trenches.
I had the same experience with, we stayed with the Missionaries of Charity for a couple of days, and they run an orphanage there for children who are dying. And you just go in this room that's full of babies, and the minute you go in, they just reach up for you. And many of them are very emaciated. You can't really tell how old they are because they're so malnourished and so ill, but they want love so much and just so open to you. So I just go there and hold the children.
We had the same experience in the Philippines with the Missionaries of Charity, the same kind of thing with the orphans and the small children, and they cling to you. They just cling to you, and they don't want you to put them down at all, which is great. We also had abandoned elderly, you know, and they are so in need of love, which is so important. My brothers and sisters, again, you have been called to make a difference, whether it be going off to a distant land or just somewhere around here. You know, we learned in our diaconate formation, talking about the invisible poor, you know, those that you just drive by. You don't want to look at them. You don't want to see them. Yeah, you see some of them on street corners, but there's tent cities everywhere around here. And, you know, there are people who are in desperate need of our love and our resources, Andrew, that, you know, we need to make a difference.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Mother Teresa gets quoted a lot for her explaining the spiritual poverty of America. And it's true. I mean, I saw, you know, I don't know if Spencer saw this too, but I saw kids walking 6 miles just to go to a little Life Teen worship night with no shoes in super rocky territory, you know. And we can't get to Mass on Sunday because we're too busy. You know, there's such a weird paradox going on in the world right now where it's seemingly like the ones who are in the most physically impoverished are actually seeking God more, you know. And so I think our job is to somehow shake ourselves out of complacency here in America and witness to those people that, yeah, might on the outside look like they have a lot of stuff. And I think in Orange County we experience that a lot. A lot of people have a lot of stuff, but on the inside people are hurting. People are in pain. People are just looking to be noticed and to be known. And I think when you share them the love of Jesus, which is the greatest revelation, I think, is just the love of God, right? Rich Mullins would talk about that. You know, one of the greatest revelations is the love of God. And if you can just share people with that in America, that will start to fill that void and that spiritual poverty that is really just destroying our culture.
This is Deacon Steve Grecker. We are empowered by the Spirit. We'll be right back to talk more about being a missionary disciple.
When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him and the criminals there, one on his right, the other on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do."
Experience the profound power of the Passion According to St. Luke, performed by Leonardo DeFilippis, director and star of the feature film Therese. In this one-hour presentation, you will encounter Christ speaking directly to you, dying for you personally, and giving you the hope of eternal life. The Passion According to St. Luke is suitable for all ages and is coming soon to our area.
Come see The Passion at Christ Cathedral Garden Grove's Fried Theater, March 16th, 17th, and 18th. For ticket info, visit ccdramaseries.com.
This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are back here on Empowered by the Spirit, focusing on the call to be missionary disciples. We are with Deacon Spencer Leverance. We're with Andrew Laubacher, known as Alob, and Katie Hughes, all evangelists. And we're talking about our experiences in going to various places to be missionaries. And I have to share something with you. We were talking about the spirit of the poor, and sometimes we have a lot to learn from them. Mm-hmm. There's a tendency for us to believe that, oh, well, I'll just give to them and not get anything back. Well, the reality is I learned a lot about spirituality in going to this very small parish in the middle of this incredible slum. I mean, just incredible slum. And this beautiful priest was there, and they speak English in the Philippines. Mm. And so, first of all, I was there, 30 minutes early to vest. They're already there. They're all, and you couldn't find a seat. And the priest comes out, and in unison, and this was during the week of the Feast of Santo Niño for all of those out there that are Filipinos in Cebu. And in unison, the priest comes out, and he goes, "Pit Señor," and they raise their hand. "Pit Señor," and it's like "Viva Santo Niño, Viva Santo Niño," you know, and they're screaming it.
Oh yeah,
they're screaming it. And I just looked at the priest, and I looked at myself, and I looked at the other people, and I just said to myself, "I am not in Kansas anymore." I mean, Toto, I mean, this is a whole new experience here. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
They were totally on fire. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I don't know what Spencer's experience was, but man, we had this XLT night, which is just a night of adoration, literally in a cathedral in Haiti. And how it works, you know, they don't have like, a lot of them don't have cell phones. Some of them do, actually, but a lot of them don't. So like, people don't know about events, you know? And so literally what we did, they had a full sound system on the back of a truck, like speakers, bass. There's a guy playing a bass, a guy playing piano, and a guy singing, literally all in the back of a little truck. And what happened is we just, all of a sudden, all these people started coming out of their homes. We went all the way around the city just dancing and singing and praising the Lord. Like, it was the most amazing little worship sesh I've ever experienced. It, like, just people singing, dancing, like, man, these people got some moves, you know? And we danced all the way around the city. And then by the time everyone's hearing this commotion, they come out on the streets, just follow us, and then followed us right into adoration in this really run-down church, you know. But their willingness and freedom and praise, you know, like, man, I have to, like, pull teeth just to get an American to open up their hands, you know what I mean? And these people were dancing, spinning, singing.
Awesome.
And they have nothing.
They have Jesus.
But they have the love of God in their hearts, and it was so noticeable.
You know, I have to tell you, in the Philippines, all the churches are open. I don't know if that was, you know, and you got animals coming in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got all kinds of cats and dogs and, you know, birds are, you know, dive bombing you. You're on the altar, Deacon, and they're dive bombing you, you know. It's just, but the people are on fire.
Yeah.
You know, they're just on fire. So this concept of grace, we call grace, grace definition is unmerited favor. We don't deserve this favor, this blessing from God. How is working as a missionary disciple, being called by God, going to the poor, how is that a grace for us, Deacon?
Well, like Mother Teresa said, I mean, we find Christ in the poor. And I just like when we, like Andrew was talking about going out of your comfort zone, and I think that's what Pope Francis is saying when the Holy Father, when he says, go out. You know, that's what it means to be a missionary disciple, is to go out. I think it's going out of our comfort zone, and sometimes that can be a across the street, or it could be going to Haiti. But it's that place that is, you know, brings up some fear with us because it's not so comfortable. It reminds us of some stuff in ourself maybe that we don't want to acknowledge. But my experience is just, you know, we trust the Lord through that, and man, Jesus is there. Jesus is there. He's in that place where sometimes you really don't want to go. And the people were so full of joy, so much of the love of Christ in their hearts. It's amazing. And yeah, it's they live in physical poverty, but there is a richness there. And I think if we see it, I mean it literally is a place where the rest of the world has dumped their chemicals and their junk, and it is a dump in a way, but that's my human eyes, and Christ is, I think, calling us to see it through his eyes. And when we do, we find him, that he's in the dump.
And the interesting thing, Katie, is that we have so much to learn from the poor, learn perseverance, learn attitude, learn to put things in perspective, learn to appreciate what you have. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get a glass of water, you get clean water. My brothers and sisters, 2 billion people do not have clean water every day. And I want to do a shout out to Wells of Life, who are putting 1,000 wells in Uganda. We've been part of that through Spirit-Filled Hearts. But this important part of the matter is that we have a lot to learn from the poor. Your thoughts, Katie, on that?
I think the poor have so little materially that the only space that they have, all that space can be filled with the love of Jesus, and how they express it is in different ways. I was just thinking about how you said Mother Teresa said, we meet Jesus in the poor. And about 10 years ago, I was going into some organic store in Costa Mesa, and I see this guy, and I think to myself, oh, I'll find something, I'll bring something, buy something for him. And I found some stuff, and I handed it to him, and I didn't look at him at first. I just kind of like, oh, here you go. And then I looked, and then he said, thank you. And I looked in his eyes, and my heart was convicted, and I was like, that was Jesus. Like, I've never seen eyes like that in my entire life of pure love.
And it's so important to understand that Jesus is there in the disguise of the poor, in the disguise of people that you encounter that are loving you in a way that we often can't receive that love, which is so, so important. I know I saw that when I was part of this Corazon organization that works in the hills of Tijuana building homes for people. And they were all no running water. They're in the streets wearing cardboard boxes and whatever. But they were so filled with the Holy Spirit and filled with love. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. You know, one of the things that I want to also do, I say a shout out, but a mention, a focus on this organization called Beloved, because this is so important in hitting the streets of Hollywood, but in the streets across the nation, if not the world, in having people reach out to the homeless. And one of the most important things that I've experienced both there, say in the streets of Hollywood, but also in Waikiki in Honolulu, where every Saturday morning at 6 a.m., the homeless gather by the aquarium through the Catholic Church, and we feed them. And whether it be in the streets of Hollywood or in wherever we may be around the world, I often will ask Deacon for them to pray over me, and to see the looks on their faces, they'll look at me like, you sure? And then they give me the most incredible prayers that I've ever received. And I think you've experienced the same thing.
Oh yeah. 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 And from the most unexpected people. And it's just the Holy Spirit speaking. You just know it. My experience has been, you know, like, a lot of times, the day that I'm supposed to go out to Hollywood to be with the homeless is the day that I feel least like doing it. But just getting there, and that by the end of the day, it's like, how did I ever doubt that this would be the most beautiful thing ever? This is heaven, like being here. and sharing this time with these people and touching, you know, like the Holy Father says, touching the flesh of Christ in the poor.
One of the areas that I have enjoyed immensely, 7 years in detention ministry and working with the poorest of the poor in the prisons and in the jails, and you get so much out of them and the love that they have. The point I'm making, my brothers and sisters, is you have been called. You may have been called to a detention ministry. You may have been called to the streets of Hollywood. You may have been called to Haiti. You may have been called to Indonesia, the Philippines, or wherever it might be. But you have been called. God is calling you to make a difference. And Alob, Andrew Laubacher, it's important for us to learn how to listen to God. Listen to that calling. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think if we've been baptized, you know, the call is there. So you kind of can't get out of it. You know, if you're really trying to pursue your faith and have a relationship with Jesus, I think it's just going to overflow into your daily life. And, you know, maybe how that call looks for a lot of us is just going to be witnessing to that guy in your office that really annoys you and that you never really want to talk to. Like, maybe it's just you going and saying hello and giving him a smile. You know, maybe that person at church or something that's, you know, you have a hard time loving, like, that's who you're supposed to love. There's like so many ways that we could really live that out in America, and I think our faith would be so much more vibrant and alive, and it wouldn't be this chore or just this, you know, obligation. But I think when you can bring in, yeah, that love that kind of we've been talking about, and seeing Jesus in all these different situations and seeing him in the poor, seeing him, you know, seeing the need for him in the rich and bringing him into just a daily experience, I think Jesus will become a lot more incarnate in our everyday life.
Amen, amen, amen. Deacon Spencer, you mentioned something about not feeling like doing it sometimes, but this isn't about feeling.
Mm-hmm.
The word disciple means discipline, mm-hmm. to do what you don't necessarily want to do. As Paul told Timothy, preach the gospel, whether it be convenient or inconvenient, is not about feelings. It's about saying, I love you, Jesus. I don't feel like doing this, but I'm going to do it because I love you and love your people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think of when Jesus tells Peter, you're going to go where you don't want to go. And that's where we find Jesus. That's the paradox of the cross. And a lot of times, people scare. I mean, I'm kind of scared by the people I find, and on the outside it looks, you know, looks pretty scary. And then if I allow myself to just kind of chill out a little bit and have trust in the Lord, I learn that they've got so much inside of them that you know, like Andrew was saying, so much inside of them that they need to have acknowledged, that they need the love of God in there. They've Christ in them, but when I am there to see Christ in them, then they receive Christ also. And that's the amazing exchange that happens.
And it's so important that we understand that we are Jesus. We are Jesus' heart, mind, ears, everything. We are Jesus reaching out to the poor, and they are Jesus to us. And that's the beauty of it, is that together we encounter Christ. Together we encounter the love of Jesus. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are on Powered by the Spirit. We're going to be right back to talk more about what does it mean to truly say yes to Jesus. We'll be right back.
Well, it's that time of year for us Catholics all around the world. It is Lent, and that means, as is tradition, we are here with Wahoo's co-founder, Wing Lam. And Wing, tell us about what you have for us this year.
Well, Mike, what better way to observe Lent than by having some fish tacos on Fridays? And this year, we got some crispy ones waiting for you. Something a little bit different. We've been grilling using Cajun spices. Now we got something a little more crispy for you to try out during Lent.
If it's Fridays and it's Lent, it's got to be Wahoo's fish taco. Thanks, Wing.
Thank you, Mike. We'll see you at the stores.
Would you like an opportunity to read and discuss inspiring books by bright Catholic authors? The OC Catholic Book Club offers quarterly book titles reviewed and chosen by Bishop Kevin Vann. Every 3 months, members gather to meet the author and hear informed commentary about the book by local church scholars. Membership in the OC Catholic Book Club includes 4 books and tickets to the author forums. For more information, visit occatholic.com/oc-catholic-book-club or call 714-282-3045.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Grecker. We are back on Powered by the Spirit, high atop the Tower of Hope here in beautiful Christ Cathedral with among my absolute best friends on the face of the earth, Deacon Spencer Leverance. Welcome back again, Deacon Spencer. I love being with you. And Andrew Laubacher and Katie Hughes. Andrew Alob, for those that follow him, and many of you do, is a noted singer and evangelist and travels all over the country bringing people to Christ. Well, we're so excited at Spiritful Hearts to have him associated with our ministry and to be part of something incredible to bring Jesus and the love of Jesus to young adults and to other people, certainly teens, but young adults. And we have this event coming up that we're on fire about, and that's March 21st here at the Free Theater. But tell us about it.
Yeah, so March 21st at 7 p.m. at the Free Theater at Christ Cathedral, we're going to essentially kick off this young adult movement through Spirit-Filled Hearts. And it's really going to be an opportunity for just a lot of different people across Southern California to come together and worship Jesus. I mean, there's really nothing too complicated. We're gonna get together and we're gonna praise the Lord. I'll have a full band there. We're gonna have a short message. We're gonna have prayer teams. Hopefully, the sacrament's available, and really just bring the beginning of what I believe is going to be revival of young adults across Southern California. So it's really nothing, you know, out of the ordinary. I think this is just what Christianity should look like. We get together, we worship, we pray. We're going to see miracles. We're going to see supernatural healings, because that's just what it looks like when Christians get together. And so it's going to be an awesome night. I'm really looking forward to it. So many people are excited and just really encouraged that something like this is going to begin to be hopefully a regular occurrence.
We have prayed for this new Pentecost, this fire, setting the earth on fire, as Jesus told us that he wants to set the earth ablaze with his love in Luke 12:49. This new event at Christ Cathedral on, again, March 21st at 7 p.m., the Free Theater, is just the beginning of incredible things. Tell us about your vision on where we're going.
Yeah, so at least what, you know, God's put on my heart and what I've seen, you know, in a lot of the different states and countries now is young adults are just hurting all over. And I can't tell you how many parents come up to me after all these events I do and saying, hey, could you pray for my son? Can you pray for my daughter? You know, I'm like, yes, I will continue to. But I think at some point we got to just start stepping up our game as a Catholic Church. I mean, there's a reason that there has been a mass exodus of young adults. And I'm really excited for this and what we're doing and partnering together, because I think it's going to be part of the solution. And I think God is just saying, do something. And so we're going to be having consistent worship nights, big worship nights, best production, best band, speaking, prayer ministry. I mean, we're going to be praying, you know, for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. If you are Catholic, if you've been baptized, you are charismatic. This isn't a choice.
Amen.
You've been given the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And we're going to exercise them every month.
And from that, it's not going to just be an event.
Correct.
It's a whole platform program,
right,
of prayer meetings and fellowship and worship and getting together through Bible studies and
small
so
groups.
Forth and small groups. And tell us about that.
Yeah, I think that's been also a thing that I've seen lacking, is that we really love events. And Jesus, he was really clear that we were, you know, called to make disciples of all nations. And to me, that means just being with people more and just being present in their daily life. And as young adults, we always complain about how busy we are. And we always complain about how we have no community, because you know, it's like, well, we're so busy, but then we complain we don't have community. So the goal for this is to get people, you know, out of their, you know, their busyness and allow them to commit to something consistent where we can experience awesome community. So it's going to be faith, you know, faith formation nights where we're going to open up, you know, the scriptures and a message and, you know, how can we live out our Catholic faith in the 21st century as young adults? It's really hard, and we really need to begin to answer some of these questions that the world is asking pretty frequently and almost in a very antagonistic way. We need to have good answers to these questions. So those nights we're going to go deeper into our faith. How do we live out our Catholic faith in 21st century? The goal after that would, you know, have just some nights of fellowship. We're going to go do something fun. People I always hear everywhere is like, we're just so bored. Everyone's so bored. Well, guess what? We're going to have super fun things that don't involve like clubbing and drugs and partying, you know, where you can experience fellowship, fun, and just community. And then from there, it's going to lead into men's and women's small groups where we're just we'll be able to encounter deeper friendship, deeper discipleship. There's so much healing that happens in men's groups and women's groups, and I believe that will help heal the identity, help heal the wounds in our life. And Jesus showed us his wounds right after the resurrection, so we wouldn't be afraid to show ours. And I think in those settings, it's going to be just a really healing opportunity for young adults.
Wow!
Sorry, wow! I have a lot of words.
Wow!
Really quickly.
Wow! I'm excited in the Lord. I'm so excited about what God is doing in transforming hearts and transforming the face of the earth. Let's talk about it the way it is right now. For every Catholic, and this is according to Bishop Robert Barron, every Catholic entering the church, there's six leaving. At least 50%, and some say up to 75%. 75% of all confirmed Catholics, when they get confirmed, as say in their teens, by the time they hit 30, say that they don't belong to the Catholic Church. They're none of the above. I believe we are in crisis, Deacon. I believe that we are all called to be missionary disciples, certainly in these places like Haiti and the places we've been talking, but right here in our backyard for everyone, but with the young adults here, with the teens, we're called to be missionary disciples right here.
I think there's a Haiti inside every young person.
And, that's good.
That's awesome.
Quote that. I'm going to quote that.
That's awesome.
Put that on the shirt.
No, but this comes from you, because you said that every young person, there's a place in them they feel neglected and they feel like they haven't been seen. And I think that's what I experienced in Haiti, and that's in all of us. And they're just waiting to know what the alternative is to all the things that the world is telling them is going to fill that up, and it's going to, you know, they're just anesthetizing themselves to that hurt. And when they understand that how much, like, Jesus loves them, how much they're loved, and when somebody actually takes the time to acknowledge that place in them, it's like they're like, what? What is happening? I don't need anything else than this.
You know, I get the sense, obviously, from being in the older generation, a baby boomer and so forth, you know, that there is this, they're skeptical, the young adults are not open necessarily to what has been said previously, that they want to be authentic. They want people who are authentic, and this authenticity is so important, Katie. Why is that so important to young adults, and what makes that such a critical part of what Andrew's doing and what we're all trying to do here with young adults?
I think by the time we become young adults, we've been lied to so much. Lied to from the media, lies from elders, and misinformation sometimes from the church. A message being said, and then it's not being carried out in action. And there's a lot of confusion, I think. And the young adults, children, they know when something is real and when something is a facade. And so I think in our church, part of the information has been given. I feel half of the truth has been said because people are afraid to get out who Jesus Christ is and who we are supposed to be in Christ, what our true identity is. And I think that if we can communicate the truth of who he is in all aspects within our church and how to live it out, then we, as young adults, can recognize the truth.
Andrew, it's so important that people see Jesus in us and not just talk.
Yep.
But to be authentic means that we are living out our faith and that people can say, hey, I can identify with you. You were broken and maybe still are broken, but you found the Savior. You found Jesus.
Yeah, I think when you can just be, I think I've found something to be really effective, and that's just honesty. You know, and every conversation I've had, it's like, okay, I gave my life to Jesus when I was 18. I made really bad mistakes after that, and I still have. But it seems like they're, you know, like God progressively is bringing me into deeper and deeper healing. And I don't want those things anymore. I don't want to smoke. I don't want to get drunk. You know, I don't go to clubs. You know, and I'm not going. Like I just have lost desire for those things. And I think when you can be honest and show that, wow, like this is a journey. We're all on a journey. We're all on a journey of healing. But if you can share your honest experience with them about Jesus, that like, yes, this shifted my life, but we're all in a process of healing and being renewed. I think people are more willing to enter into a relationship with Jesus, because a lot of times it seems like you give your life to Jesus and then you just have to be perfect. And then there's no room. Yeah, and all of a sudden you hear about saints and they're like 12 years old and they're like, I want to be a nun. They're like, I know I had a vision. I'm called to be a priest. And like, I don't relate to that. I've never experienced that. How can I be holy as a young adult that's been through some stuff and still been through some stuff? And is the mercy of God real? And when you can communicate the mercy of God to people and that, man, we're on a journey. This is a process. I wish I was perfect right when I gave my life to Jesus, but it has not been the case. But it has led me to greater freedom in every aspect of my life.
I think that that what Andrew said about showing our brokenness and admitting our woundedness is like, that's huge, you know, that, and that's what Katie was talking about with the authenticity. Like if we're not being real, if we're saying, oh, we're over all that stuff because everything got cleared up, then people aren't going to be able to relate and we're not going to be able to connect. It's our wounds that help us to connect with the wounded. And Jesus empowers us to be able to admit those things and to be able to experience them and go into them so that I can connect.
And it's not to justify our sin, but it's to show people that, you know, we can, like, God can work through this. I mean, look at all the people throughout scriptures and how much they messed up. And God looked at St. Paul, who was killing people who hated Christianity. He's like, I want that one. I like him. I'm going to choose him, you know. So that's the great thing about the gospel. You're never too far away. You've never messed up too much. There's never too much that's been done to you that can't be redeemed. But I think, yeah, witnessing to the authentic brokenness that we experience still as believers, but knowing that God does want to lead us into freedom and that you can be free from a lot of sin, you know, inclination.
Let's take a look at Peter. Denied Jesus three times, and then Jesus says, you know, before then, actually, upon this rock, I will build my church.
Right.
The guy who's going to deny him three times.
Perfect example.
You know, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And, you know, Peter knows that he's weak and he needs Jesus. And we all know that. St. Paul, as mentioned, you know, he's killed and persecuted all these Christians. And then Jesus chooses him. But he says in Romans 7, he says, I do what I do not understand, for I do not do what I want, but what I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I concur the law is good. So now it's no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that good does not dwell in me, that is, in my flesh. The willing is ready at hand, but doing the good is not. So here is St. Paul doing all these wonderful things, struggling. So what does that mean to you, my brothers and sisters? Jesus wants you exactly where you are. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit.
Hey, everyone. My name is Andrew Laubacher. Most people call me A-Lob. I'm super excited to share with you that I'm partnering with Spirit-Filled Hearts and Christ Cathedral for a night of worship for young adults. On March 21st at 7 p.m., we want every young adult from ages 18 to 35 to come out and pray and worship with us. It's an opportunity for us to pray for revival, for renewal in our young adult community. We're going to be having praise and worship, a full band, prayer ministry, the sacraments, If you're really close to God and love Jesus, this is a great opportunity just to soak in His presence, experience fellowship. If you feel far away from your faith, this is a great opportunity for you to reconnect with the local community. So we invite you to come. It's a free event, March 21st at Christ Cathedral in the Free Theater. We'll see you there.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are here again high atop the Tower of Hope on Empowered by the Spirit with Deacon Spencer Leverance and Andrew Laubacher and Katie Hughes. And we've been talking about what does it mean to be a missionary disciple, to be called to be a missionary disciple. And we've been talking about brokenness. And so many times people think, wow, I can't do it because I have sinned. I've fallen. I'm not the person that I should be. And I mean, people over and over and over again, I call to them and they say, oh, you don't want me. You don't want me. You know, I mean, I can't do it. You don't want me. I don't know scripture. I'm a sinner. I'd love to tell people that they're holy and they look at me like I'm crazy, like I have two heads. And yet Ephesians 1 says we are all holy, not because of what we do. But when we say yes to Jesus, He makes us holy. But there is an important step, Andrew, a very important step. We cannot be lukewarm. It says in Revelation 3, it says to the church of Laodicea, I wish you were either hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I spit you out of my mouth. We are called to make a stand to say, yes, Lord Jesus. I want you to focus on that, and I want you to have a little altar call here on the radio about why and how and asking people to this is the moment in time for them to give their life to Jesus.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of the gospel message. I mean, the simple gospel message will still change your life. There's nothing, you know, that is going to change your life except Jesus, except the power of the cross. So yeah, if you're listening today and you know, you've messed up a lot, or you've fallen to sin, or you're stuck in the middle of a divorce, or there's drama at your job or at school or whatever it is, and you're just feeling kind of weary and tired. Jesus is here, and He went to the cross for you specifically. If you were the only person that ever existed, He would do it again and again and again, and heaven went bankrupt to get you back. There's so much value and dignity in your life. Just because you're messy and dirty doesn't mean it's, you know, you lost your value. Just like a penny, even when a penny's dirty and messy, still retains its value. So I just invite you right now, if you just want to renew your relationship with Jesus, if you just want to experience the forgiveness of Jesus through the power of the cross and through the power of His resurrection. I said it earlier, but Jesus showed us His wounds after the resurrection to Thomas to reveal that, hey, I'm wounded too, and guess what? You can enter into my wounds with me, and I'll be there with you. So God's in your suffering. He's in your questions. He's even in your joy. Maybe some of you are just really experiencing the joy and the nearness of God. Every day is another moment to give your life back to God. So if you want to just repeat this prayer after me and just renew your relationship with Jesus, I believe the Holy Spirit's going to fill you again. You're going to experience it. God's going to fill you with His power, His intoxication of the Holy Spirit. The same Pentecost that fell 2,000 years ago can fall in your car, in your house, in your room, wherever you're listening. So right now, just repeat after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I give you my life.
I give you my life.
I give you my heart.
I give you my heart.
I give you all of my strength.
I give you all of my strength.
And I ask you, Jesus.
And I ask you, Jesus.
To forgive me.
To forgive me.
Of all of my sins.
Of all of my sins.
And fill me.
And fill me.
With the power.
With the power
of your resurrection fire.
Of your resurrection fire.
And I thank you, God.
And I thank you, God.
That you are drawing close to me.
That you are drawing close to me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, you're on a journey. And the biggest part of that journey is 18 inches from the head to the heart.
Amen.
The biggest part of the journey is moving the head knowledge. Yeah, I know about Jesus. You know, I know about the gospel. I've heard this and that, whatever. I've go to church, but there's nothing in the heart. We need spirit-filled hearts.
Yeah.
We need hearts that are on fire. Your thoughts, Deacon, why is that so important? Always has been, but today it feels like more than ever it's so critical.
Pope Francis actually has said that the crucial stage in evangelization is our increasing in our knowledge of God's mercy for us. And I was, while Andrew was just saying this, saying that prayer, I was just thinking, I need this every day.
Amen.
I need to call on Jesus in that way. I need the Holy Spirit every day in that exact same way. And if I ever lose sight of that, then what a tragedy. And sometimes I do, but I need people like him to remind me. And the more I know myself, the more I know God's mercy for me, and then I know how great it is, how great God is, how merciful he is, that he personally wanted to bring me, to show me his love in all those dark places. And when I know that, then I just want to share it. And I just can see the beauty in the people around me.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I am so, so on fire being around you and just in general, just saying yes to Jesus, just on fire with the love of Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, when you say yes without compromise, that's when the fire comes. I am so on fire because God is so good. And on March 21st, there is going to be something really awesome. Tell us about what's going on March 21st.
Yeah, so you got to come. It's an amazing night of worship. March 21st, 7 p.m. at Christ Cathedral in the Free Theater for young adults 18 to 35. And we're going to pray for a new Pentecost. You know, I've experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit when I was at Franciscan University, and it shifted everything. I mean, I believe I'm still a Christian today because of the encounter that I had with the Holy Spirit. It's just gotten me through so many things, so many mistakes, so many failings, and it's just been amazing for me that, man, I think that the thing missing in a lot of our young adult experience is just it's the fire of the Holy Spirit, and it's having our hearts filled and renewed with this Holy Spirit. And so, yeah, if there's young adults that you know that have left the faith, or maybe just distant, or you're listening and you're feeling numb and bored and you just need some renewal, regeneration, that's exactly what we're going to experience, and it's going to be awesome. And I think it's going to rock the world. It's going to rock your world.
And you can find out more about this by looking at our Spiritful Hearts website, spiritfulhearts.org. And you can find out more about this event and go to, what's your website again, Andrew?
It's a-lob.com, www.a-lob.com.
So check it out. And we have a good, good Father, don't we?
Amen.
And what is that song go like? Okay, this, I can't help myself. Give us a few bars. I can't help myself.
All right, we're going to sing it together.
Okay.
You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's just who you are. I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's just who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Hallelujah!
Not your usual backup singers.
I promise these backup singers are going to be so much better.
Like Rich, you know, Mullins with the Ragamuffin Band right there.
That's so awesome. To be a missionary disciple means that you said yes to Jesus. You know, so many of you are afraid of what you're giving up. You're giving up nothing and getting everything. Deacon, tell us about that.
It feels like you're giving up everything, and then you realize that was nothing. That was nothing.
That's really good.
And learn that every day. I've learned that every day. And being with people, being with each other in our woundedness, our brokenness, and knowing the freedom that Christ give us and his love for us, and his saying, it's okay. I don't expect you to do it on your own. That's why I'm God. That's why I'm the all merciful one.
and he brings people in our lives. I mean, the fact
100%,
that you guys have all been brought in my life, you know, every person in this room, right? Mm-hmm. A number of years, there's no way I even knew who you were, right?
Yeah. I was just in San Francisco, and these teens came up to me after this talk I gave, and, you know, these girls are 16, these guys are 17 years old, and they're just, like, doing a lot of drugs. They're addicted, and they're just like, I don't know, like, what am I, like, those are my friends, like, what am I going to do? And I was telling them, like, you're going to have to leave those friends. Like, this is what you're going to have to do. And they're so afraid that they're going to have no one, that they're going to be alone, and they're going to have nothing to do. And I told them, I was like, I left that friend group, and God has given me, he's given me almost too many friends to, like, have sufficient relationships with. You know, it's like God has given me 100-fold of what I thought I was going to lose in those friendships over the last, you know, 8 years, 9 years.
But here's the thing, my brothers and sisters, there are friends that will build you up,
right,
to bring you closer to God.
It's about building up your soul. Do your friends care about your soul? If they don't, I would argue that they're not your real friends.
Amen. Amen. They bring you closer to God. All right, so the theme of this show is being called to be a missionary disciple, not just someone who follows Jesus by going to church once in a while, but truly on fire with the Lord. So I have a final question to each of you individually. Why should our listening audience become missionary disciples? Who wants to start off?
Well, it looks like you're looking at me. So someone's going to come to my brain, and I'm going to say it. Why should we all be missionary disciples? Because Jesus said so.
Amen.
That's my simple answer.
He said so, and he loves us without a shadow of a doubt.
When he actually knows, and he tells us his stuff, and the church tells us how to live, and a lot of people get mad. Oh, why are you telling me how to live? The church is telling us, Jesus told us this because this would be the way that we would be most fully alive.
And he knows what's best for us. That's the fundamental thing. He knows what's best for us, and he knows that only through his love, we were created. I think about games, you know, if... Obviously, video games, but, you know, I play board games way back when, right? And I can't play a board game effectively without knowing the rules. Well, here's God has rules, right? He created us in his image.
Right.
He created us to love him, you know, and it's so important. Deacon Spencer, why should our listening audience become not just kind of this casual follower of Christ, but truly missionary disciples?
Yeah, because I think when we go out, whether it's to Haiti, the place, or the Haiti that's in another person, I get in touch with the Haiti that's in me, the place that needs God, that I'm not acknowledging, that I'm trying to hide from, that I'm distracting myself from, that I'm trying to fill up with other things. And then I get love. Is that when I get to that Haiti inside myself, then I get love. And then we can be loved together. Then the Haiti in that person, the Haiti in me, we get love together.
Amen. Katie?
I think the most important thing is when you are a missionary disciple that you bring souls to Jesus.
Amen.
And that's our purpose, is to go to heaven and to bring as many as we can with us.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you, worship you, and glorify you. We thank you for calling us to be missionary disciples. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, for allowing us to listen to this show in which you are nudging everyone to say yes to you through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Thanks, everyone, for being on the show.
Great job.
Glad to be here.
And we'll be with you next week at the same time. God bless you all.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio.
underwritten by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange, a community of 1.3 million Catholic faithful on a journey of faith together.
Breaking news! A new and very special guest has been added for our Holy Land cruise this July. None other than Bishop Kevin Vann.
Join Bishop Vann, along with Bishop Tim Fryer, the diocesan choir, and priests from throughout the Diocese of Orange on a pilgrimage to Vatican City and Rome, followed by a Mediterranean cruise that will take you to some of the most beautiful and historic sites in all of Christendom. Call 877-538-0010 or go online to OCCatholic.com/travel.
Hi, this is Andrew Laubacher. You might know me as A-Lob. I'm super excited to share with you March 21st, Wednesday night at 7 p.m. at Christ Cathedral. We are going to have a night of worship for young adults. It's going to be an amazing night. Full band, praise and worship, a short message, prayer ministry, confession, renewal and regeneration of our young adult community. We want to invite you there. It's a free concert from ages 18 to 35. For more information, go to Christ Cathedral's website and you can find out everything you need to know about the event March 21st. And we'll see you there.